The Osgood File. Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. The healthcare campaign must be getting serious. Look who's back.
Well, it looks like we may finally get healthcare reform.
It's about time.
Yes, it's Harry and Louise, the TV couple hired by the insurance industry to kill Hillary Clinton's healthcare reform in 1993.
We need good coverage people can afford. Coverage they can get.
Even if they have a pre-existing condition.
Hey, wait a second. That's not the Harry and Louise I remember. What have they done to Harry and Louise? More after this. Harry and Louise are back, but this time, they like health care reform.
Sounds simple enough.
A little more cooperation, a little less politics, and we can get the job done this time.
I guess the president's overwhelming rhetorical skills must have converted them. Now all he has to do is convince everybody else.
If you do hear these critics, I want you to ask them a question I always ask. What's your plan? What do you plan to do for all those families whose medical bills are driving them into bankruptcy?
Well, that's easy. Scare the hell out of them.
It doesn't make any sense. That's what we're saying.
House Republican Whip Eric Cantor, and backing him up was the Congressional Budget Office, which released numbers showing that even with the planned cuts in Medicare and Medicaid spending, the Democrats' plans to subsidize the uninsured would raise federal health costs beyond the levels that President Obama is already calling unsustainable.
If priority one is getting people back to work, how can you think making it more expensive for people to hire people is a way to do that?
But if the president was worried about the numbers, he wasn't showing it.
The price of doing nothing about health care is a price that every taxpayer and every business and every family will have to pay, and we are going to change it in 2009.
And if he sounds like a man in a hurry, that's because he knows that if he can't sign a law before the campaign season begins in 2010, his promise to pass health care in his first term is probably doomed. And as for Harry and Louise, it actually wasn't the rhetoric that changed their minds. It's that they're being paid by the pharmaceutical industry this time around. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, July 17th, 2009.